Panther, 3-5. The Salukis are just 1-7. The tip is up and is won by the Salukis. They'll have the ball first after it's batted around, working from right to left. They're in their home line, striving to the paint. And now bringing it back out is the point guard, Hannah Shores. Top of the key shot is missed long. Weak side rebound, Jordan Crunk. And here come the Panthers looking to push early. Coach Flagg said the tempo must be established right out of the gate. As you got Olsen that right block, down Palombino high right side. Jordan Crunk goes against Shores on the defensive side. Caitlin Payne, who had 5 threes just 2 weeks ago, has it high left side with Orosova, Olsen, and Palombino, as well as Jordan Crunk out there with her. 10 seconds to work with. Payne standing dribble high left. Off the pick from Sabi. Down low to Sabi off the pick and roll. She bobbled with 4. Now 3. Down low to Crunk, who's cutting. Left-handed layup is good. The Panthers lead 2-0. Kind of a broken possession for the Panthers. Heads-up play made something of it. As the Salukis bring it up, and Greg, you're right. Panthers come out in a 2-3 zone defensively. The Salukis have made one out of their last 18 three-pointers. The Panthers want them to shoot it from the outside. Driving is Diana Peer, and she stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds, a turnover in Panthers basketball. Diana Peer, the 6'2" sophomore, their leading scorer with 13 points per game, shooting over 50% from the field. She can do it all. She can go down low and on the outside. Payne dribbles it eye right. Panthers up 2-0 against the Salukis. Man-to-man defense. Top of the key, Jordan Crunk. She drives that strong left hand. A bounce pass to Olsen. Right block. Layup's good. And the Panthers are quickly up 4-0 with just 90 seconds off the clock. They again come out in that 2-3 zone. EIU showing that good ball movement on the offensive side, like Greg talked about in the pregame. Goins has it high left. Fires a 3-ball and got it. Nothing but net for Goins. Sydney Goins had made one of her last 23 pointers. She knocks down her second one this season. It's 4-3. We'll take that, though. That's where you want the Salukis to be. Outside down the three-point line. Olsen, 8-foot jump shot. Would have been good, but she shuffled the feet first. Has to travel in the first turnover on the Panthers.
Yeah, I think Taryn Olsen thought Diana Peer was right on her and maybe was going to get a block. She did a nice post move, just moved her feet, and got called for the travel.
And that's a shot that's got to be there for Olsen. That turnaround, the face-up shot from about 10 feet away. She'll have that almost any time she wants it. Ball goes high left side, a whistle away from the ball. Actually, that's on the ball, a travel on Haynes, the off-guard for the Salukis, a 5'11 junior out of Chicago. So already a couple turnovers for Southern Illinois. That's their second.
Set it up, Sabi!
As Crunk brings it up at the point. Panthers up 4-3, 17:45 left to go in this first half. High low to Olsen on that right block against the double team. Back up a Crunk, 4-3. That's around the rim and out. And a front side rebound for the Salukis. That's Pierre, the second leading rebounder in the Missouri Valley Conference on the glass. Goings from the front court, goes back between the rings. It's interesting. Goings has her name on the back of her jersey, but the rest of her teammates do not. But the ball goes high left side. Now to Goings. Top of the key. Already has 1-3. Make it 2 as she banks it in. Then straight away. So Goins, who had made one of her last 23 pointers, is 2-for-2 today, and the Salukis lead 6-4. Greg, if you're the Panthers, though, I don't think you get out of that 2-3. I like what they're doing defensively. It's a couple nice shots from Salukis. That one may be a little bit lucky. Crunk drives into paint. Jump shot from 8 feet away. Rims in and out. Palombino grabs the offensive rebound. The Panthers are fourth in that category in the OVC. And now Jordan Crunk brings it back out, goes to Morgan Topkin. Olsen faces off against Pierre. Holds the ball in that right hip. Fakes left, drives right. Nice move by Karen Olsen. Had her shot blocked. I thought it could have been a foul. No call. Here come the Salukis. And a travel in the backcourt as Shore took an extra step. I like that move, though, from Karen Olsen. And a jab left, goes right at the basket. Panthers will have it out underneath their own basket with 16:41 left in the first half. Crunk to inbound, Orosova runs off a couple picks. Instead, it goes to Palombino just outside the paint. She tries to dribble it out, far left corner, and dribbled it off the defender. It'll stay here with EIU. Now 27 seconds left of the shot clock. The Panthers trailing the Salukis 6-4 after 2 threes from Goings of Southern Illinois. Crunk, top of the key, looks left to Payne. Payne, ball fakes at the left wing, now back to Crunk straight away, who calls out a new offensive set. 18 seconds to work with. Palombino, high right side. She looks down low, now holds the ball at that left hip to Orosova. Top of the key, back to Palombino. In the paint, runners around the rim and out. Rebound hauled down by Southern Illinois. As they bring it up right to left, leading by 2 points. Only one win this year for the Salukis. They are 0-3 at home at SIU Arena. Ball high right side. Tatiana short. Now down low. Right block to Pierre. Into Olsen. Her shot is missed. Rebound tapped around and grabbed by Crook. She wants to push. Beats the first line of defenders. Into the paint left side. Into the defender. Basket waved off. A travel before the shot. I thought for a second Jordan Crook would have a shot at a three-point play. That leads us to our first media timeout. We'll take a break. The Panthers trailing the Salukis of Southern Illinois 6-4 on WEIU.